Zakta Elga Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hamagdish Karmoy. This person said, my vineyard belongs to Hegdish. He's Magdish it. And he did so, Anshaloi Noidu by Ha'oilois. Until we were able to tell which clusters of grapes are going to become oilless. When they're very small, it's hard to tell. They didn't develop yet. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Ha'oilois La'aniyah. The oilois does not go to the poor people in this case. Property that belongs to Hegdish is not Mechuyiv in Matnas Aniyah. And when it becomes oilois, it's already Hegdish. However, Mishin Noidu by Oilois, when he did this, he went out to his vineyard and said, it all belongs to Hegdish. I'm giving it to Hegdish. It was already after you can tell which clusters were oilois, that they didn't develop the way normal clusters do of grapes. Then Oilois Laniya, the oilois belongs to the poor. Because once you can tell they're oilois, it already belongs to the poor people. And when you said you're giving everything away to Hegdish, you can't give away something to Hegdish that doesn't belong to you. I can't take your sweater and say, it's Hegdish. It's not Hegdish. It's not mine to make Hegdish. So the oilois, once it becomes oilois, is not his. It belongs to the poor. Didn't we learn earlier the Mefarshim ask that the Aniyim are not allowed to take the oilois until the official time that you cut the grapes? So the Mefarshim explain, and Chanami, they can't take it till then, but it belongs to them as soon as it turns idolized. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakama. He says, if I am a Magdish, my vineyard, after you can tell which clusters are idolized, so in Chanami, the Aniyim can take the idolized, but Hegdish is not totally out of the picture. Yitnu Schar Gidulav LaHegdish, the Aniyim have to give Hegdish Schar Gidulav. What does Schar Gidulav mean? If, let's say, on Gimel Elul, I said my vineyard is Hegdish, everything is Hegdish, and you already could tell the idolize. Gimel Tishrei is when they actually take the idolize. Now, I'm not sure when the season is to cut the grapes. I'm just using it as a mushel. That means that for 30 days, the idolize that belonged to the Aniyim was drawing koyach, was drawing like a nourishment. The vitamins that plants need or grapes need from the vine in general, from the karka, from the soil. And the other vines and the soil, the ground, belongs to Hegdish. So the Aniyim have to pay for this, says Rabbi Yossi. And the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Just like there's shikcha by grain, there's also shikcha by grapes. If you forgot to collect some grapes in the vineyard, they have to be left for the Aniyim. The Mishnah gives us some more details now. Izahu shikcha ba'aris. What does aris mean? There are different ways to grow grapes. Sometimes they put like a frame, and the vines spread across this frame that was built. The vines grow in different directions. The grape farmers, they know exactly how to set this up. So Zakta Mishnah, kol she'eni yachol lifshayt es yadei velitla. So let's say I'm collecting the grapes. I'm cutting the grapes. I'm walking down the vine, and I go, oops, I missed some. But at this point, I can't just do boyi b'shalim, turn around and grab it. It's too far. I don't have Bas Parai's hand. My hand doesn't reach it. Then I have to leave it for the poor. But if I could reach it, then it's not considered shikcha. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Uvroiglyais. So oris means the vines come up on a frame. Roiglyais, which I think comes from the Sherish of the word regel. Regel means your foot. Oile regel. They go up with their feet to be in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. These are vines that are standing on the ground. And the Baturin explains that at one point you actually step on them. I guess as you're walking through. That's why they're called uvroiglyos. So Zakta Mishnah about shikcha, it's mishiyavar himem. Here, as soon as the farmer passes it, even if he's close enough, like we said before, just to stretch out his hand and grab it, he doesn't have to take a single step back. But we say, no, it's already shikcha. Why? So the Baturin explains, in this system, where it comes out of the ground, that's not on a frame, every vine is very separate from the other. And therefore, once you move past the vine, it's shikcha. You can't go back for it. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Zayin Mishnah Ches, if someone is magdish his kerem before it's recognizable that some of these clusters are going to be oilois, the Aniyim don't have it. He was magdish it before it became property of the Aniyim. It became oilois when it was in the property of Hegdish, and therefore there is no chiyuv. of giving it to the Yaniyim, but if he's magdish the property after, you can tell which ones are idolized. So the Tanakhama says it all belongs to the Yaniyim. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, it belongs to the Yaniyim, but it belongs to the Yaniyim right away. It could be they're not going to collect it till a while later. That means all this time, these idolized clusters are drawing nourishment. It's called Dmei HaShvach, from the soil and from the vine, and that belongs to Hegdash. They're going to have to pay that Dmei HaShvach for Hegdash. The Matnur told us that Yolach is like Rabbi Yossi. As far as Shikha, when it comes to grapes, so we said if it's on a frame called an Aris, so there's like more intermingled. So even if you pass by, as long as you can still reach it without stepping back, it's not shikha yet. If you can't reach it, you have to actually walk back to get it, then it's shikha. But if it's what the Mishnah called uvroiglias, so here they're more distinct. This comes from the ground. It's not on a frame. They're more separate. And therefore, once you pass it, even if you can reach it, then the halacha is you're not allowed to take it. You were zecha to the mitzvah of leaving it for the poor people.